Ikloi Ravnoi. Ravnoi came in. Achvod Rebichi was the brother of Rebichi of Baraba. Lemizvan Shumshami. Stami came to buy some sesame seeds. The Yomer Hochi told over like this, that Omar Shmuel, he said it also over the Halacha from Shmuel, that aid, v'dayim, it's tarfin, you should know, if you have one aid, we know the signature of one aid is kosher. And we have another raya that one of the dayonim is kosher, you can put the two together. On this now, Omar Amemar Amemar said over, Kama Mailio Haishmaita, how good this is, but Rav Noi is telling us over the name of Shmuel, I agree to it. Is Omale Ravashila Amemar? So Rashi said back to Amemar, Mishum the Kalsa Yavur di Mecha, because they praised your father of your mother. At Nami Makalsasla, you also have to praise him. Kvar Pircha Rava, he also felt like Rava's Pircha, no, it's not true. You can't put together a dying and an aid. They're both saying are two different things. The aid is saying that he knows true the Halvoz alone took place. And the Dayan Mukharoni telling us they know that the Adim are not forged. So you can't put the two together. That's this machlokes, if you could put them together or not. First, the locher is you can't put the two together. Behold, you can't be mistaken of them together. Right. Omar Rav Safra. Safra said like this. Omar Rav Safra, Omar Rav Yab, Omar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Masa, Omar Rav Huna. The Yamrle and some say Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Shloisha, Sheyoshvu, Lakayim, Mesashtar. Three people sat down to be Mekayim Ishtar. And now, what happened is, Shnaye Makir and Chasim Meshedayedim. Two of these Dayonim by themselves recognize the signatures of these Edim. Two of them recognize. But usually the case is, the Dayonim don't recognize anything. So they sit down to be a Bezdin, and two Edim come in front of them and tell us, we recognize the signatures. But here the case was, two out of the three Dayonim, they themselves knew and recognized the signatures. So what do we do here? But V'yechodeinamakir, the third dying though, he did not recognize the signatures. So he said like this, Ad sheloi chosmu, if the dayonim did not sign yet, to say like they know the shtar is good, you know what you should do? Me'idin b'fonof, let these two edim, the two dayonim that know the signatures are true, let these two be like edim. Is me'idin b'fonof, let these two say this in front of the third person, and now the third person, the third dying, also knows that these signatures are true. V'chaisim, and then the three dayonim could sign as if to say, us three dayonim know these signatures are true. But mishachosmu, let's say the first two dayonim signed already, then ain't me in front of, then they're not allowed to say edus now in front of the third one to make him know. V'chaisim, then he'll sign. Because at the time when the first two signed, like it wasn't true, because usually what you sign in Dayonim have to sign as if to say all three of us. It's a Bezdin. So you have to prove, sign that all three of us, the Dayonim, know what happened here. And at the time when you signed it, it's not true that Dayonim three did not. Yeah. So as if they signed already, then it's no good, it looks like Sheker. But Masha, they didn't sign yet. They only wrote down the Hentik. Now, first, what the Dayanim do is, they write down in the Shtar, like us three Dayanim know the way it's true, and then they sign it. So, for the Gemara Mikas Finun, do we even let the three Dayanim write down that they know it's true before they really know it's true? Like only two of them knew. The third one didn't know yet. When Bezdin makes a Shrosa Dayanim, when Bezdin makes a Hentik, when Bezdin gives their seal on something that's true, the nichtav, if it was written, mekame denechve sadi, before the edim said over the edis, achsim shadayu, before they told over the edis to Bezdin, is psula. It's no good. Because what has to happen is, first the three dayanim sit down, and two edim come in and tell them the fact, that we know these edim are kosher, it's their ksav, it's their signatures. Now that the Bezdin knows it's true, now the Bezdin has to go and write up the henpik, to write down, we know it's okay. But if they write it down first, and then the first hear over there that's good, it's Tak Apostle, why the Mechseke Shikra? It looks like something false is going on here. Because at the time when the Bezdin wrote down that they know, it's not true, they didn't know yet. See, also, even if they wrote it down, it shouldn't be good. So Mosameyas Hochinami Mechseke Shikra also should look like false. Let's say like this. Before even the Dayanim wrote down even the henpik, is me them in front of. You have to first come and say this in front of the three of them, that all three of them should know that the signatures are true. The choisim, and then the eidim sign. Misha kosvu ain't me them in front of a choisim. But if they already wrote down the henpik, it doesn't help anymore. And mean that before of a chosim, you can't just say this now, but you have to go and write it over again, or first be mekabel the edim, that the dayanim know the signatures are true, and then you have to write it over again, and then you make the henpik. But if it was written up first, that's called mechsei keshikra. Bezdin has to do things. Tzai speaks about it more. We don't say the swan mechsei keshikra. Lakoponim, what comes out of Bezdin, it has to be pure 100%. See, you can't let them first write it. By the time they wrote it up, the henpik, they didn't know it was true. So therefore, what you have to do is first the eidim has to tell the bezdin that the signatures are true, and then the bezdin goes to write up the henpik, and then the dayonim sign on it. Tomorrow says, now, so far, what's going on here? Again, the original case was that two out of the three of the dayonim know it themselves. So these two could relate to the third one, and first tell the third one that we know these signatures are true. Now it's considered all three of them know the signatures are true. Now they write up the henpik. But I call upon him Shema Min the Klas. From here I hear three chedushim. First of all, Shema Min, I hear the klal is Eid Nasa Dayin. That an Eid himself could also be a Dayin. Because you only have three Dayanim here. Two of them know the signatures are true. So these two want to tell over to the third one. But you could only say Eid is in front of Bezdin. So when these two Dayanim are saying their Eidus to the third one, they're also being Dayanim at the same time. It's the Yechidish Eid Nasa Dayin. An Eid could be a Dayan at the same time. We'll see at the end on the Rabbanon Din, we hold this good. Like here, Kiyim Shtaros is only Midrabbanon. So Midrabbanon, the same time that these two people are saying Eidus, that they know the signatures are true, to the third Dayan, they're also considered part of the Dayanim. Because Eidim have to say something in front of three Dayanim. So at the same time they themselves are talking, they're also called Dayanim. That's one Chiddush. Ushmamin, another Chiddush is Dayanim HaMakirin Chitzimasi Dayedim. Like here, is that Dayanim recognize themselves, the signatures of the Eidim, and in Tzrichim HaYedifnayim, you don't have to have Eidim saying in front of them. Like these two people, nobody has to tell them, they only tell the third one. But they themselves, that they themselves know, nobody has to tell them. So Chorav B'Mashrim, in the case that all three Dayanim know themselves that the signatures are true, you wouldn't have to have any Eidim here. It would be enough, these three Dayanim themselves, to sign to make the Henpik. That would be enough. Ushmamina, the third Chiddush is that Dayanim Shein Makirin Chsima Shedayedim, Dayanim that do not recognize the signatures of the Eidim, is Tzrichim Lohoyid Bifnei Kolechot V'yechot. That if the Dayanim do not know it, and you have to have Eidim telling them, the Eidim has to say it in front of all three Dayanim. That's another Rai here. Because who didn't know it here? The third one. So these two had to say it in front of the third one. So you see, when Dayanim did not know the Chsima, you have to have two Eidim telling them that they, to tell them over the signatures is like a true. So what's it like this? Maskal or Ravashi? Ravashi says, like, how do you know all these three Chedushim from us? Bishleim, the only one you understand is the first one. Bishleim Eid Nasa Dayin Shamina Mino. That's very good. Now we're telling now these three Dayanim, two of them tell over the third one, the Eidus, that the signatures are true. But Vishasta is saying it, we're the three Dayanim. So that I hear that these two Eidim, Vishasta is saying to the third one, they're also considered Dayanim right now. So you see, at one time an Eid could be considered a Dayan, that I understand. That's a good proof. Elabot. The second din of Dayanim HaMakirin Chsima Shedayedim. Ain't Tzrichim Lohayim B'fnayim. That's to tell me what Dayanim, that recognize the signatures of the Eidim. Nobody has to say it in front of them, which should be Mashmah if all three Dayanim themselves know about it. You do not need Eidim at all. For the Gemara, maybe no. Dilma Liyerla Meimelach Tzrichim. Maybe always the klal is you do have to have Eidim. Bezdin can't pask unless they have Eidim in front of them. Rat faces Mashmah, otherwise it'd be a son, looks like Eidim if he Eid. Maybe there's such a takana that when Bezdin gives a psak, it always has to be from Eidim. But the Shani Yoch, here it's different, to call Mekaymi HaGod HaBechad, because I call upon him, one Dayan did not know the signatures. So he had the other two Dayan and Bateras Eidus telling it over to the third Dayan. So there was a case there were Eidim here. At least the Eidim told it to one Dayan. But maybe you always have to have at least Eidim telling one Dayan. But in the case that all three Dayanim know by themselves that the signatures are true, maybe still it won't be good. because it's such a locha that Bezdin needs Edim. Without Edim, it looks like Edim Mipiyed, it looks like it's possible. So you have no proof from here that you could pass on the Shalom without Edim, because over here, Akoponim, there were Edim. For the third dying that did not know, the first two Dayanim were Edim telling them. Then the third thing you want to tell us, V'dayonim shein makin chsim shedayedim, tzrichim lohoyim ifnei kol echad v'yechod, that mashm, if three dayonim do not know the signatures, when the two eidim come and tell them they know the signatures, they have to say it in front of all three dayonim. But what's the proof over here? Dilmul yerle mei meloch ein tzrichim. Maybe all over, you don't have to have it in front of all three dayonim. Maybe it'll be enough for the two eidim to tell it over to one dayan. That's all. And the one dayan will tell over to the other two dayonim. But the shani yocho to loikom ekayim ha'god klal, was over here what happened. Really, two eidim knew already. There was only one eid that did not know. So these two eidim now told over to the third eid. But it could be just, it's enough to have two eidim telling over one dayan. Where's the proof that if you tell me a case that all three of the yorim did not know, and now two eidim are telling them, where's the proof it has to be in front of all three? Here you only see that the two eidim told over to one. And maybe it's enough one, you don't see all three have to know about it. So the last two, the Khuri don't have any proof for. Yosef Rabbah sat down, the Komalon, he said over this Loshma to this Halacha. The Yed Nasadayim. So I call upon the first Halacha that we have a proof that an Eid, even at the time when he's saying his Eidus, he could also be a Dayin. And this we have a Kash, Eisvah Rav Safra the Rabbah. Rav Safra has the Kash to Rabbah. Says Allah Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Ruah Shloisha. Let's say three people saw the new Levona, saw the new moon. They ain't Bezdin, and they could be a Bezdin right now. Is still Yamdu Shnayim. You have to have another two people come there. Let two of them, let these two stand up. Let them be the Edim. V'yoshivu mechavreya meitzla yochid. But you have to bring another two Dayanim near the third person. V'yidu b'fnayim. And now these two people that saw the Levona, they say the raid is in front of three Dayanim. V'yoyimu mekudosh ha'chodesh mekudosh. And then these three Dayanim now say over Kiddush like they're Mekadosh to Chodesh. Shein Ayochid Nemanai Dayatzma, because one is not Neman by itself. So what was the case here? You have three people saw the moon. And then the next day, when they go like to make a bezin out of it, it's not enough for these two to get up and stay in front of the third one. But you have to have two of them stand up to be Edim. And you have to have another two Dayanim come near the third one. So you see these two Edim that are Edim cannot be Dayanim. So we see Lechura, Eid can't be a Dayan. Because we, Sakotatachit, you're going to tell me, the Eid not a Dayan, the same time you're saying Eidus. You could also be a Dayan also. Loma Lekulihai, what do you have to have five people here for? You had the original three people that saw the moon last night. So the next morning, let these three people sit together. Velikacho, like let two of them be Eidim, and say over to the third one. So it's called Eidus now, and they're also Dayanim, and they make Kiddush HaChodesh. So Chura, you see here, clearly an Eid cannot be a Dayan. So Gemara says, Omaleh, he said back to him, Afla Didi Kashli. I also had this for question. V'shaltin l'Rav Yitzhak Bashmul, yes, Rav Yitzhak Bashmul Bamasio. Rav Yitzhak l'Rav Huna, Rav Huna l'Chia Barav, v'Chia Barav l'Rav. Each one asked the other one the same question. And the answer is, V'yomalu, Hanoch li Eidus HaChodesh Diyaraisa. That's true. When you need aid them to two if it didn't meet the raisa, then avadim the raisa we old ain aid nasadayin. The aid at the time when he's saying his aidus, he cannot be a dayin at the same time. In Tosfos says poshut a pasuk that says the way it works is aidim stand up and dayanim sit down. So that's the way aid has to be. You have to have an aid standing and a dayin sitting down. So therefore you can't have an aid nasadayin at the same time, because if you're standing you can't be a dayin. So midiraisa avadim we old an aid cannot be a dayin. Therefore, Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah midiraisa, so you have to have three dayanim sitting down and two eidim standing up. But our case over here, the Kiyim Shtaros Rabbanan, that we say Bezdin has to be Mekayim Mishtar, even though the eidim signed on the Shtar, that's only midirabbanan. So our eidus, that's the only need midirabbanan, and the Rabbanans will make it and say eid could be a dayin. Therefore, there's no stira. For Kiyim Ashtaros, it's only the Rabbanan, the Galocha, here we could be make it to say an eid could be a dayin. Just one. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. Shloisha sheyosvu l'kayim es hashtar. Three people sat down to a mekayim hashtar. V'kori iru alechot mihim. And then now there's an iru, there's a complaint that maybe one of these three dayanim are no good, apostle dayanim. So it depends like this. Actually, if they didn't sign yet, if they didn't sign to make the handpick yet, his midin olav, he could have another two eidim come and say, no, we know this dine is kosher for chosim, then he could sign. But misha chosmu, the chiddush is, let's say first the three leyanim signed, and then there's a complaint about one dine that's no good. It's like all the signatures are bottled. His ain midin olav chosim, it doesn't help anymore now to have another eidim come and say that this dine is kosher. It doesn't help. Since they signed first and there was a complaint about the signatures, one signature, like one dayan, those things is bottled. And Rashi says it's a svara, hevelei noigim b'yedis, shegnai lehem sheyoshvim subadin. It's a gnai already. So Rashi learned this, who's being made here? Not other two edim. It means what happened? You have three dayanim here. So these two dayanim, they come and say edis to the third one, we know the third one is kosher. If they didn't sign yet, it's okay. But once all three of them signed together, Rashi says, now we can't leave these other two Edim, these other two Dayanim, to be trusted upon this third Dayan. Because they're a little bit Nogei Bedover. Because it's a Genai that you all three sat down and signed together. So therefore, here it's a Genai, we don't believe him. So Mar says, Iru Demai, Iru de Gazusa. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll start with Eskimar again tomorrow night. Yeah, we're holding the last Gemara and Daf Chof Aleph from the base again. The last Gemara was in the first wide line. Omer Rav, Omer Rav Huna. Omer Rav. Shloisha sheyoshvu l'kayim eshashtar. Three dayonim sat down together to be l'kayim eshashtar. The three dayonim. What happened was, v'kora irur alechud mehen. Now, on one of these dayonim, one of the three, they were kora irur. That means somebody complained about them. We'll soon see what does it mean. That they were psulim, or they were gazlin, but that person was a gazlin. But upon him, there was a complaint upon one dayan that he's not a kosher dayan. So lachar was like this. Actually, chosmu, if the other two or the three dayanim did not sign yet on this henpik, in other words, the dayanim are going to do something to make a henpik. The avashtar, the question if it's forged or not, now the Edim said in front of these three Dayanim, we know the signatures are okay, so Bezdin now has to sign the henpik. See if they did not sign yet, so what they could do is, Me'idin Olav V'chaisim, let these two Dayanim themselves say Edis to another Bezdin, that we know this third Dayan is kosher. There was a complaint that maybe something wrong with him. So if the first two Dayanim know that it's false and that he's a kosher Yid, let them come and say Edis, that the third dayan is kosher, and then three of them could sign together, then they come back to have a shame, Bezdin. V'chaisim, and they could sign. Mashenke, misha chosmu, let's say what happened first was these three dayanim signed on the shtar. They signed, they gave their approval of the shtar as kosher. And then it came out a complaint that one of these dayanim, apsulim, or is of kazlin, is ain midin olav. V'chaisim. Then it does not help for the other two dayanim to say edis, to make this third dayan kosher. So Rashi says why? Rashi says the bottom Rashi, Mishachosmu, Hevilu Noigim Biedis. It's like now they're in a Gaya Biedis, these first two dayanim, if they already signed together with this third dayan. Why? Shegnai lehem sheyeshuim posel bedin. It's a genai that the first two edim, like dayanim, signed with a third dayan that's posel. So therefore, if they already signed, that's a genai, and now we're afraid they'll lie to say the third dayan is kosher, because they don't want it to have a bad name upon themselves. So therefore, if they already all three signed, then we're afraid the first two dayanim on the geya bedover, and we can't trust them. That's the way Rashi learns. So now the Gemara says, Ira demai. What was the complaint here? What complaint do we have against this third dayan? If we had like two Edim saying this third Dayan is a Gazlin, so he's possible to be a Dayan. For the Gemara, Treya Trenenu.